holder for water.
I see. That's interesting. You wouldn't breed mosquitoes in the cistern then. Did you ever burn coal?
Yes.
And I
hated it. To bring in a hopper of coal.
Uh-huh.
Or a coal scuttle full of coal. And my father sold the coal scuttle at the store.
How about the connection between the stove and
flue?
The outside? I was wondering, did you call
chimney?
It? Which was which now?
Inside, the flue was usually a half chimney where it sat on the rafters inside and went out the roof
mm-hmm.
of the house.
And you'd have stove
but
pipe
your stove pipe up to the flue, and then it would
I
go.
See.
Then the chimney is usually built, well, just like today, from the ground mm-hmm. up on the outside.
It would be larger. A smokestack?
A smokestack.
Would that be ever used?
Not on a house. Usually on industry, on the mills.
I see.
Excuse me. Hello? Uh-huh. Well, hi. Yeah, that's what Martha told me. Yes. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And so, but I'm glad you called. But that's who it was. I don't know if I look. What do you want? All right. Well, I'll look for it and save it. I surely will. All right. All right, honey. Bye-bye.
In your grandmother's fireplaces, I forgot to ask you, what did you call those things that held the logs up?
Andirons.
Andirons. You ever heard them called fire dogs?
Yes.
Dog irons.
Dog irons. I've heard both terms.
Did you use them?
No.
Those terms
no.
around here?
No.
So you probably just read about them.
Mm-hmm. Just read about them.
And in building a fire, do you remember how they used to build fires in the fireplace? What kind of material they'd use?
Well, usually a pine to start, because it is an easy builder,
mm-hmm.
and that's
what
the
they
way.
Call that light wood?
Uh huh.
And then what was they call a big?
A backlog.
A backlog.
And usually gum, oh, or right. some closely knit wood so
see.
That it would hold the fire. It really sobbed. That's because it was full of sap.
Mm-hmm.
It sobbed, but it held the quick burning material, wood.
Mm-hmm. So it would be a gum or a harder wood.
A hard wood.
And what did you catch the milk in? What did you catch, or what did you use to carry water?
A bucket or a pail.
Is there a distinction between those two?
No, it's the same thing.
Same thing. And do you remember wooden buckets at all?
Oh, my. We had cedar buckets.
Did you?
Yes, and because our water supply came out of a well that you drew on a rope and a bucket by hand. You poured it into the cedar pail. Cedar buckets were considered, it gave the water such a fresh taste.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any, excuse me, container made out of tin or metal?
For a bucket?
Yeah.
Aluminum.